Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Time's News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 29 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Attention, bowlers who have a locker. Please be advised that your locker has a tag on it. Please take this tag to the front counter so that the staff can update their records with the name assigned to the locker. This will only take a little time, and the staff appreciates your prompt time and attention to this matter. The alley is getting new lockers, so everyone who has a locker must empty it after our tournament on May 4. New locker installation will begin the following week. And yes, we do bowl on May 10. You'll just have to bring your ball back again. Bell ringing from Marion Dixon. This Sunday morning, March 31, 29, the Great Sacred Music Program on WCPE 89.7 at 8:30 a.m., the station will broadcast a segment on the Change Ringing Bells at Christ Episcopal Church, also known as Christ Church on Capitol Square. Raleigh and Hendersonville are the only cities in North Carolina which have bells hung for change ringing. By nature, how the bells are hung, melodies cannot be played. The music is patterns of changes in the order of the bells. I am one of the ringers you will hear on Sunday morning. Anyone who is interested in coming by and seeing the bells in action at 120 East Edenton Street at the bell tower on the ground level between 6 o'clock until 7:30 p.m. on Thursday evenings are most welcome. Congratulations, Miriam. It is almost time for the Raleigh Invitational. The Raleigh Outlaws are proud to invite everyone to participate in the 31st Annual Outlaw Invitational Tournament to be held on May 4, 2019 at Buffalo Lanes North. Registration will begin at 9 a.m. and bowling will begin at 10 a.m. The entry fee is $35 per bowler for singles and teams. If someone only wants to bowl one event, the fee is $17.50. For out-of-town leagues, please make your check or money order payable to the Raleigh Outlaws. Please mail all entry fees to Francis Council, 1609 Elk Park Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. All entry funds should arrive to Francis no later than April 20. You may mail your list of names along with the funds, or you may email those to Ginger Rush at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. Raleigh Outlaw's deadline for funds to be in the lane envelopes is Friday, April 26. We look forward to having everyone attend. National Tournament Hotel Information. Do not forget to reserve your room. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29 to June 3. Our host hotel is the Sheraton Station Square Hotel at 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax, and this would equate to almost $120 per night. Some new information. Per the ABBA president, A.J. Inglesby, you will not be charged for the first night. First night is free. The hotel may request a deposit, but if you cancel up to 48 hours in advance, you will receive a refund. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. Each individual is responsible for booking their own accommodations. To reserve, please call 1-800-325-3535. And be sure to note that you are with the ABBA. The cutoff date to get the group rate is April the 29th, and the group rate, however, will be honored 3 days before the event and 3 days after the tournament, based upon room availability. The hotel is located 18 miles from the Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak train station. Average cab rate is $40 one way, and Uber is approximately $25 each way. Super Shuttle provides service at a discount price of $22 each way. And they will also provide complimentary shuttle up to 3 miles of the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining and entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in Pittsburgh. We will be bowling at the Noble Manor Lanes at 2440 Noblestown Road in Pittsburgh. They have 40 lanes, on-site pro shop, arcade, lounge, and snack bar, and they will provide a breakfast and lunch menu for the duration of the tournament. Next up, the slightly worn thrift store. Try that again. The slightly worn thrift store is now open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donations are also accepted each week during business hours. At this time, they are not accepting any clothing, mattresses, bed pillows, non-working appliances, televisions, VCRs, computers, printers, or computer accessories. Other than these items, though, let's get the old treasures out and make room for the new. The hot shots for week 22. Judy Eason, 102. Cynthia Burdine, 103. Renee Benton, 105. Dennis Glenn, 139. Van McLean Sr., 108. Karen Broderick, 128. Jeff Tucker, 137. Azaria Dowd, 120. Francis Council, 131. Albert Roberson, 166. Sharon Benson, 141. Marjorie Conyers, 166. Ralph Height, 200. Dwight Jones, 114. Zelda Price, 124. Kaisha Adams, 140. Jenny Mack, 141. Marjorie Hurd, 112. Linda Lewis, 55. Lois Sanders, 138. Michael Edwards, 137. Tommy Simmons, 89. Don Ball, 88. Carla Smith, 142. Kevin Foster, 170. Reggie Blunt, 127. Rochelle Sharp, 114, Ginger Rush, 188, Matt Bowers, 153, Daniel Dixon, 212, and Robert Parrish, 121. Congrats to all the hotshots. To benefit the CBA Youth Account, we have another raffle going on. The first prize is a $100 gift card, second prize is a $50 gift card, and the third prize will be a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1 each, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational next spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for the tickets. Jeff also has a new stock of black ink pens, if anyone needs any. They go for $2 apiece, or three pens for $5. Happy April birthday to the following folks. Kevin Foster, April the 1st, and that's no joke. Same thing for Jenna Meck, April the 1st. Don Ball is April the 6th. Sharon Benton, April the 14th. Renee Benton, April the 17th. Kenny Farr, April the 20th. And David Saylor, April the 27th. If we miss anyone on these lists, please let Sharon know so that we can get you on the calendar and recognize you next year. Top Tech Tidbits. There's no Top Tech Tidbits this week, as the compiler is on vacation. You can find old archived editions on the web with full unshortened links at http://www.flying-blind.com. And here's a scholarship opportunity. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate, post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school and work, and community activities, honors, ability to express herself or himself in written form, personal motivation, and/or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee by May 31, 2019. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the July Raleigh Mayor's Committee meeting. For questions, call Lori Millette at 919-324-1128. And you can send the application to Housing and Neighborhoods Department, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities. Attention, Kathy, C-A-T-H-E-Y, J, Ector, E-C-T-O-R, dash, Cox, Scholarship Selection Committee, Raleigh Pathway Center, 900 South Wilmington Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. Salutations, GMSAAI family and friends, from Tamika O'Kelly, Conventions and Reunions Chairperson. We are pleased to announce the annual GMSAAI Convention and Reunion. The event will be held August the 2nd through the 4th of this year. We will be staying at the Ramada Inn, 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Room rates are $80.62 per night. Please call the hotel directly at 919-832-4100 and ask for the NCGMSA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or bus station. Last day to book your room is July 25. Pay-as-you-go arrangements can be made by contacting the hotel sales manager, Kevin, at 919-832-4100, extension 7700. The theme for Saturday night social is Second Chance Prom. The dress code is semi-formal. Do not rent a tuxedo, but do dress to impress. Friday night will be school spirit night. If you have your GMSAAI t-shirt, please bring it to wear on Friday night. We will have fun games, music, bingo, and trivia. Your $15 membership fees are due by June 1. There will be a $10 late fee if not paid by that date. Paying your dues early will save you $10. Registration with prepaid dues is $50. Without dues, registration is $60. Lifetime members will still pay $50 registration. Attendees that do not wish to join, your registration fee is $85. Keep in mind that any suggestions or requests are always welcome. My email address is Tamika O'Kelly, T-A-M-I-K-A-O-K-E-L-L-Y, at yahoo.com. We ask that all paid members bring one item that can be used as a door prize, and we look forward to seeing everyone in August. Now to the calendar of events. WFB information is provided by Robert Parrish, Wake Federation of the Blind President. The Wake Federation of the Blind will meet at its usual location, Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on Saturday, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. As always, if you have questions or comments, please call me. My phone number is 919-616-1606, or my email is Robert C. Parrish, with two R's, robertcparrish7@gmail.com. I hope to see you all there. Please see the ArtsX website, http://www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml, for a listing of audio-described performances that you may wish to take advantage of. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, April the 18th, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor Committee's chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300 or by email at Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, 09, at gmail.com. April's meeting will include remarks from Raleigh Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Tuesday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. There will be a spring carnival for families with special needs children at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ on Saturday, April the 27th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be games, a petting zoo, crafts, food, prizes, a parents' lounge, and more. and it is all free for the whole family. Siblings of kids with special needs are welcome as well. The address is 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh. For more information, check out their website at www.specialatbrooks.org. There is also a free health fair coming up. It will be today, March 30th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the First Cosmopolitan Baptist Church, 1515 Crosslink Road in Raleigh. Services offered included health screening, blood pressure, BMI check, mammograms, HIV, STD, kidney and stroke, child dental screening, and some giveaways. Arts Access is thrilled to invite you to their third annual series of fortunate events, or as they call it, SOFE, SOFE. Four talent showcases and featuring artists with disabilities in art, music, dance, theater, and film on Thursday, April 25 through Sunday, May 5. Support the artists with disabilities and Arts Access by purchasing tickets or sponsoring the series. Series tickets give you access to all four events, including the opening gala. Or you can purchase tickets to individual events. The opening gala, Thursday, April 25, 6:30 p.m. at the AIANC building. This event celebrates the artists, hosts, sponsors, and honorary chair, Martha Caravori, of the 2019 Series of Fortunate Events. Join us for a casual evening filled with drinks, hors d'oeuvres, music by DJ Smooth, and some really great company. Tickets are $50. Performance Done Our Way is Saturday, April 27, 2 p.m. at the Cary Theater in Cary. An afternoon of accessible theater, music, and dance featuring performers with and without disabilities. A highlight of the showcase will be a dance performance featuring Chalet Danceworks and Davia Robinson. Tickets are $25. Audio description is provided and ASL upon request. Kids Art Making will be Sunday, April the 28th at 2 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. This will be an afternoon of art making in an inclusive and welcoming environment for families and children of all ages and abilities. We will create fantastic creatures using found objects, paper, crayons, markers, and wild imaginations. It's free, but registration is required. SOFE Film Shorts will be on Sunday, May the 5th, 5:30 p.m. at the Cary Theater in Cary. We will host the screening of two short films by creators with disabilities, followed by a discussion with the filmmakers. Brad Jones of Waking Dreams, and George Yolonis, George, My Autism. Tickets are $15. Audio description is provided and open captioning is provided. When purchasing tickets, you may request any additional accommodations that would make your experience more accessible. If you have any accessibility questions, please contact our office, 919-833-9919, or send an email to Betsy, Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, at artsaccessinc.org. We ask that all requests be made 9 days in advance of each event to ensure we can provide the best accommodations possible. Now we have recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. You don't want to go out and buy hamburger helper, do you? Here's one for homemade hamburger helper. Get 1 pound of ground beef, 1.5 cups of boiling water, hot. Sounds like an oxymoron. If you have boiling water, wouldn't it be hot? Not sure. But you also need 2 cups of skim milk, 2 cups of whole grain elbow macaroni, and then 1.5 cups of cheddar cheese shredded. You'll need some seasonings, and it's recommended you have 1.5 tablespoons of cornstarch, 3 teaspoons of paprika, 1.5 teaspoons of onion powder, 1.5 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of sugar, 1.5 teaspoon of black pepper. So what are you going to do next? Well, in a large skillet, brown the ground beef over a medium-high heat, and once it's cooked, drain any fat that remains. Mix together all of the seasonings in a small bowl. Add it to the drained beef and stir it to combine. Pour in the hot water, the milk, and the pasta, and bring it to a boil. Cover it, reduce the heat, and simmer it for 10 to 12 minutes until the pasta is fully cooked. Stir in the cheddar cheese until melted. Remove it from the heat and let it stand for a few minutes until the sauce thickens, and then serve immediately. And you'll see a lot of smiles come to the faces. They'll also come when you do the next item, which is banana bread cream cheese coffee cake. I think I may just fall off my chair right now with just the name of that item. Okay, what do you need? You need a cinnamon walnut streusel, 1/2 cup of walnuts, 1/2 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of brown sugar packed, 1/2 tablespoon of cinnamon, and 4 tablespoons of cold butter cubed. For the banana cake, 2 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 1/4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 1/4 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 2 large eggs, 1 cup of mashed bananas. That would be about 2 large and ripe bananas. Gotta be ripe. 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 1/4 cups of sour cream, not non-fat. Go whole hog on this one. 1/2 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips. That's optional. And 1/2 cup of walnuts chopped. That's also optional. Although I can't find any reason to drop out at least the walnuts. I could probably get by without the chocolate chips, but not the walnuts. Got to have those. Okay, we need a cream cheese filling to go with this. 8 ounces of cream cheese softened. 1/4 cup of reserved batter. See the instructions below that we'll read in a minute. 1/4 cup of sugar and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Then we need a vanilla glaze, so that'll take 1 cup of powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 tablespoons of milk. And then you can garnish, optionally if you wish, with mini chocolate chips. Nah, not me. Walnuts. Anyway, what are we going to do? We're going to preheat our oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're going to spray all inside surfaces of a 16-cup non-stick tube pan with non-stick cooking spray with flour or grease, and flour the inside of your pan, and then set it aside. Now, there is a there's a footnote to go with that. It says, recipe notes, a Bundt cake pan will not work in this recipe because it does not have enough volume. So, no Bundt cake for this one. All right. Cinnamon walnut streusel. Add the walnuts to your food processor and pulse 3 times. Add the flour, brown sugar, and cinnamon and pulse a few times to combine. If you can also put in a resealable heavy-duty baggie and smash and crush with a rolling pin if you want to do it that way. Sprinkle the cold butter over the top and pulse it until the walnuts are chopped and the mixture resembles small pebbles. You may also combine it in a bowl and cut the butter in by hand. Seems like more work. Set it aside in the refrigerator. Now for the cake. In a medium bowl, whisk together flour, baking powder, baking soda, salt, and cinnamon. Set aside using a stand or a hand mixer. Beat the butter and the sugar until fluffy on a medium-high speed, about 3 minutes. Add the eggs, one at a time, beating just until the yellow disappears after each egg. Mix in vanilla and bananas until just combined. Then gradually add the flour mixture to the banana butter mixture in thirds, alternating with sour cream in between each third. And then beat until just combined. Next, we're going to measure out 1/4 cup of batter and set it aside for cream cheese filling. Stir the chocolate chips and walnuts into the remaining batter until they're just combined. Measure out 1 cup of batter to top the cream cheese layer, and spoon the rest of the batter into the prepared pan. To your now empty mixing bowl, add 1/4 cup reserved batter, cream cheese, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1/4 cup of sugar. Beat on medium-high speed until smooth and creamy. That'll be about a minute. Spoon cream cheese filling over the batter and gently smooth, but do not touch the sides of the pan. Spread the reserved 1 cup of batter evenly over, filling it. It'll be very, very thin. Tap the pan on the counter a few times to get rid of any air bubbles, and then sprinkle evenly with cinnamon walnut streusel. Bake for 55 to 60 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or until A toothpick inserted comes out clean without inserting in cream cheese. Let baked cake cool on a wire rack for an hour. Then gently, very gently invert the cake onto a baking sheet. Remove the pan and then invert it back onto the cooling rack, streusel side up. Let it cool to room temperature. When you're ready to serve it, whisk the vanilla glaze ingredients together in a medium bowl and drizzle it over the cake. Sprinkle the cake with mini chocolate chips that are optional. Store it in the refrigerator for up to 7 days. And remember the recipe note. A Bundt cake pan will not work in this recipe because it does not have enough volume. And you wouldn't want to get all the way to the end and find that. That might mess up your whole day. So let's not go that way. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We hope that you have enjoyed this edition. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleReadingService.org. I am Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. We always enjoy hearing from you. So long until next time.